This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And that whole thing with Sheath Underwear, I mean, it's worth the price of admission just to go ahead. Go to my Facebook, which is either Bill Frady, my personal page, or Bill Frady, my public page, or the page for the radio show, which is Lock and Load Radio. And there's the link, and you can sign up for it, and you'll get all the gear, and you'll get all the stuff, and all you got to do is shoot a little bit of video, shoot a couple of pictures, or whatever it is you're doing. If you're active, if you have a social media presence, get out there and expand it, and get some free best stuff you've ever, you just can't imagine. But I've got some other stuff to tell you about that. Now, first off, a big shout out to Jeff Adamson, who took me up on the offer of the Elevate sheets and socks. Now, Jeff has had a heart attack and open heart surgery like mine. He has been a bike rider like I am, and he's still trying to get back in the old swing of it, because it takes years to get back with that. But he's going to get out there, and he's going to have the Elevate sheets on his queen size bed, and he's going to wear the Elevate socks to begin with. Now, Elevate is not going to cure anybody. Okay, that's not what it does. Elevate is going to help you with your recovery. It's going to help you with your flexibility. It's going to help you with your circulation. It's going to help you in a lot of ways, in very small percentages, to the degree to where you are going to be able to get up off of that couch. And right now, if you go to l-av8.com/bill, if you get in there and buy some of the sheets, they're going to give you the socks for free. And that's $65. For free. They're going to give you $65 for free. This is, for people my age, where we're looking for every little bit of this and every little bit of that. We wear socks every day. We sleep in sheets every day. We wear t-shirts and we have knee braces. We wear all of these things, but none of them, for the most part, are infused with what Elevate brings to the table, and that's the difference. And, when you're looking at a good quality set of sheets or some good quality clothing, this is about the price you pay anyway. So you can either wear the stuff that you just wear, or you can wear the stuff that works with you. You can wear the stuff that is going to make a difference in your life. Check them out at elevate.com/bill. Check out that offer and go with it. Go for it. That's something that everybody should be getting involved in. Well, I think so anyway. I deal with it every day. I like it every day. Right now, there's a representative out of California. Of course, he's a Democrat. He's one of these Democratic Party House leaders who has these awful the wall statements that ought to be as well known as those of Pelosi and Waters and Sean Patrick Maloney and Luis Gutierrez. And I know that I'm missing a bunch of them. But in response to a shocking story that ought to embarrass him as a Democrat regarding the systemic harassment of Trump's advisors and cabinet officials, he went out and said his own opposition to Trump's policy stances on illegal immigration is a good thing for him because he got a lot of free food. I'm not kidding. Here's what the Washington Examiner reported. Representative Ted Lieu, Democrat, California, bragged Monday that he's been given special treatment at local restaurants for his political stance against Trump's hardline immigration policies. My experience at restaurants, I ordered takeout at a Greek restaurant. When I arrived, the owner saw me and threw in a free baklava, one of my favorite desserts. He said he appreciated what I was doing. I guess that's what happens when one opposes ripping kids away from parents. Ted Lieu and all of you out there that are making so much hay about this, your boy Bubba It's been in place since your boy Bubba. So that means it was in place during your boy Bubba. It was in place during Bush. It was in place during Obama. All those, you don't lock up kids with the parents. We don't do that here. This happens every day in our judicial system. This happens every day in our military. Kids get ripped from their parents because their parents get deployed. This is not new. A far left site called Raw Story had more of the backstory, approvingly describing his statements, yet unintentionally revealing why the story was so creepy. Raw Story reported Representative Ted Lieu trolled White House advisor Stephen Miller for being cursed at after picking up an $80 of takeout sushi. Miller threw the sushi he'd paid for in the trash after the restaurant's bartender followed him into the street, shouting after him. When Miller turned around to see who'd said his name, the bartender raised both of his middle fingers and cursed at him, according to what Miller told colleagues. Creepy, yes, because it wouldn't be normal to throw away food and get as far away as possible from an establishment that took your money, prepared your food, and then came yelling and waving the middle finger at you. Would you want to eat that? Sounds more like a case for the health department. I wouldn't trust for a minute food prepared by someone that is consumed with this raging, all-encompassing, boiling, lunatic, raving hate. I'm glad Mr. Miller didn't either. Now, for Lieu, this was not troubling in the least. It was at this point that he jumped in and said his support for illegals means that restaurants simply showered him with free food. Here's the problem for Ted. If any of us came into such an establishment and said we supported illegals, do you think such restaurants would shower us with free food too? Let me help you with that. No. Lieu, as it happens, is admitting to taking, you know, basically bribes for his political stances. And I don't think that in Congress, with its extensive rules, that doesn't extend to meals. A few years ago, there was a guy I knew that had this meal with another Ted Cruz, as a member of the Investor's Business Daily editorial board. They got together. Didn't exactly have lunch, just a few snacky things with coffee at an airport area coffee shop, and it wasn't fancy or expensive. And Investor's Business Daily offered to pay for the whole thing since it was so piddling, and Cruz and his aides would have nothing to do with that. The one aide insisted on paying exactly the amount that Ted ate from the meal, or else paid for the whole thing. The Cruz group was very tough on maintaining ethics requirements. Even as friendlies, they were not going to be on any record as giving, you know, accepting anything that was given to him. So you can bet nobody else would be either. Same deal went for all the other Congress members that were hosted for events from Investors Business Daily. The House and Senate members they met with always insisted on paying at least for their own portion because they'd never, ever, ever take a penny from anyone in that way. And for them, this is serious business because you see these guys get yelled at about ethics all the time. So even as it seems so minor to us because they were determined never to break congressional ethics rules, now you roll back to Ted Lieu, and he's out admitting he's taking free stuff, which means he's breaking ethics rules, Ted. Now, what should happen here is there should be some additional scrutiny put to this, given all this blithe openness where he admits to taking the free stuff. Does that sound at all like a guy who slid down a slippery slope via a few compromises and corner cuttings? Does that sound like a guy that could be bought? Maybe those questions should be asked of the House of Representatives. I don't know. Ted, loose lips sink ships, son. I mean, it's just that way. And when you get out there and you're reveling in the fact that your people are bullies, and I just wish that I could work on the staff of one of these people. Let me be on the staff. Hire me to go with you, and I guarantee you, you won't be messed with by too many people. As a matter of fact, let me bring some people I know with me, and I'll guarantee you that you have the best time you've ever had. You won't even know if anything happens. You might hear a little ruckus here and there. It's all these non-combatants that are getting in the way. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm so glad I'm not a Democrat in the House. Because right now, their leader is a person named Nancy Pelosi. Her of the wandering mind and the words that don't come out right. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is 78 years old. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being 78 or 80 or 90 or any of that stuff. However, are we ever going to get past this part where we have these septuagenarian, octogenarians as our leaders? Wasn't Barack Obama supposed to change all that when he was the youngest president? Bubba, he was supposed to. We always come back to this for some reason. Pelosi is absolutely sounding more addled than ever. She's unable to express any clear line of thought. And for the Democrats, this is highly consequential because she refuses to step aside as the leader of her party. In fact, she's convinced that everybody loves her. So if you look at this landscape of apparent dementia based on her hour-long interview with Rolling Stone, asked about her leadership and the presence from Democrats or the pressure from Democrats for her to step down, she replied, "I think some of it is a little bit on the sexist side, although I wouldn't normally say that, except it's like, really? Has anyone asked what's his name, the one who's head of the Senate?" Jorge Aguilar had to tell her that she was talking about McConnell. She said, "I mean, he's got the lowest numbers of anybody in the world. Have you ever gone up to him and said, how much longer do you think you'll stay in this job?" Nobody ever went up to Harry Reid and said that. Nobody ever says that to anybody except a woman. But it's a thing. And you know what? You get the upside and the downside of it. And the one thing I want women to know is that you don't walk away from a fight. You don't let them make your decisions for you. I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I am confident. I am confident. You are also a big part of the problem, Nancy Pelosi. So if you think that sounds a little senior momenty, where her name recollection is sexist, is that it? Or anyone who wants her out of there must have Democratic Party donor Harvey Weinstein-style sexist motives? Way to chase the politically correct off there, Nancy. No wonder she's convinced that she has no dissidents in her party. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's surprise primary victory over well-known Pelosi political hack was dismissible as an isolated local matter. Of course, she wasn't done yet. There's always going to be more with Nancy. So here's more on the claim in her interview that she has no opposition and that everyone loves her. So once again from Rolling Stone, we get this. Look ahead to the speaker contest that would follow the election. What do you make of the Tim Ryans or the Seth Moultons who've called for a new generation of leadership? Inconsequential. They don't have a following in our caucus. None. Is it frustrated ambition on their part? I don't know. I think there are lots of people who have worked very hard and are more in line for what will happen one of these times, but they're not to be considered among who those people would be. I mean, there are people who worked very hard to win the elections, who've been in legislative battles, people who paid their dues, not to put anybody down. Anybody is consequential, but I have great support in my caucus, and I'm not worried about that, and I'm certainly not worried about them. I remember she walked up on a Republican and told him he was inconsequential. This is the kind of arrogance you get. And when you couple that with, when you have the arrogance and then the dementia too, it's almost comedic. But here's some more logic. But I don't think for a second that we should allow Republicans to choose the leaders of the Democratic Party because they put money in with their, what's the word I want to use? Making a caricature of somebody. I mean, discriminatory. They discriminate against LGBT. That's just who they are. And it's a funny thing about them. They do not share our values. You might find one or two or something. What kind of rambling? And then there's her doubling down on her loony pronouncements on tax cuts, which that alone, Nancy, is probably taking the blue wave and turned it into less than a ripple. She said their tax bill is failing them because it's a fraud to begin with, and people understand that it's a scam, and we'll keep that pressure on them. Nancy, are you there? Do we need to call you from the earth? The tax cuts have been a disaster, indeed, for the Democrats who oppose them. This particular interview was conducted in May, so Rolling Stone can't be blamed for failing to ask particular questions, but since then, the party has apparently split off in two radically different directions. Moderate Democrats are breaking from the growing calls to abolish ICE, for one, as seen in this, seen everywhere out there right now. I just got to go. And while those radical positions affiliated with Bernie Sanders, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are seeing a surge in support, along with some adoring press coverage in some quarters. RT News, Russia Today, has a curated version that picks out all the looniest passages. If you want to go and find them, go to RT News and look for, I guess, Pelosi. The Washington Free Beacon has their own version. Is this what we call leadership? Clinging to power? You've got Pelosi clinging to power in some sort of a brain fog, losing big time on policy and calling any Democrat desperate to restore leadership or challenge the mess she's made of her own party as some kind of Republican or a sexist, which is hilarious. And the more she talks, the more demented she sounds. And the thing about it for the Democrats is she is the gift that keeps on giving to the Republicans. She's making herself the Democrats' biggest liability and obstacle as they seek to retake legislative power in November. And that's not going to happen. You can go only so far left, and then you're out in the parking lot. You're not even in the park anymore when that happens. Democrats don't. If the Democrats get it, they're certainly not acting on it. They are fragmenting in the worst way. And I know there's some people on the Democratic side that actually believe some of the stuff they espouse. And I know that there's different varying degrees of extremism within the Democrats, just like there is in the Republicans. The only difference is nobody on the Republican side has ever pushed for climate change. Nobody on the Republican. Well. Okay, let me rephrase that. There's the Grahams and the Flakes, and of course there's the maverick, John McCain, who should retire right now. He should be retiring right now. But as a body. And has there ever been a call by the Republicans to attack the Democrats that I don't know about? Attack them in the streets, harass them, don't let them have a moment's peace. Has that ever happened? I don't remember that happening. Of course, we've been under the stewardship of the cruise directors like, you know, Bill Kristol for the longest time. When we get back, we're going to talk about this lady in Texas who took care of business in detail. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much. and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live with you from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. One more time, let me tell you about Elevate. This is a promotion that's going on. If you want to get some of the sheets, and you can order the sheets at Elevate, L, the letter L, A, V, the number 8.com/bill, you're going to get some other stuff for free just for trying that. And do it from my website, would you? Because I'm the one telling you about it. Elevate.com/bill. This is the stuff that'll get you up off the couch. It'll help you get up off the couch. And that's moving. People who move live longer. Not my rule. Not my rule, but it does turn out to be the truth. Elevate.com/Bill. Go out there. Join me as I continue to try to become salty by 60. Now, recently in Texas. This coming from the desk of David Codrea, by the way. I haven't had David on the show lately. I need to reach out to him. We all saw the headline or the lead story. Dallas mom shoots man who took her car with kids inside. That was this past Thursday. Michelle Booker Hicks saw a man get into the car with her 2 and 4-year-old sons in the back seat. She jumped back in too, grabbed a gun from a glove box, and shot the man in the face to get him to stop. Now, if you watch the video that accompanies the report, it says Booker Hicks saw what was happening just a minute after a trip inside a Shell station and notes the car that was left running. Now, it is not unfair at this point to question some decision-making that leaves children that young in such a situation in a car with an accessible gun, and lest anyone argue they were in car seats. Children can get out of literally anything. If I ever have anything that is I can't get into, I would give it to my 5-year-old granddaughter, and she would get in it. I have that high a degree of confidence in her. As for the gun, this is yet another case of where gun control laws actually increase the danger, because in order to be compliant, Booker Hicks could not keep the gun on her person. She does not have a license to carry. However, police say Texas state law allows people to carry guns inside their car even without a license. I have that here in South Carolina. You can carry a gun in your car as long as it is compartmentalized. Since I have a permit, I can carry a gun on me. All this being said, she is a fighter. No matter what, she stopped a bad actor that was doing something he shouldn't have been doing and endangering her children in the process. If the story went down as related in multiple accounts, the perp has only himself to blame for its outcome, and the latest word is that Miss Booker Hicks is probably not going to be prosecuted. So why, despite marked parallels and circumstances, is Suwatu Salama Ra in prison? What are we talking about, Bill Hiller? Let me tell you. I'll be happy to tell you if you want me to. This is a Michigan woman who had a concealed carry permit. She removed her unloaded handgun from a glove box and merely brandished it at a neighbor who was crashing her car into Ra's while Ra's daughter was playing inside of it. Barring any heretofore unreported evidence, if the story went down as slated, Ra's conviction and imprisonment make no sense at all. Even other side of the story counterclaims appear more one person's word against the other, as opposed to beyond a reasonable doubt. And while differences in state laws and decisions to charge and prosecute and jury variables can be cited, the supreme law of the land exists to secure the blessings of liberty for all. Or at least that's the theory. There's a similar third case in which the shooter was a Chicago fire official identified for some reason only as the lieutenant. He left his Jeep running and a 17-year-old got behind the wheel and tried to steal it. He drew his gun and fired through the open driver's side window, hitting the teen in the chest. He did not have a gun on him. The lieutenant, a concealed carry permit holder, was not charged and he was not disciplined by the department. Everyone up to the state attorney evidently thinks it was a good shoot and it met the use of force justification requirements, and a report of the time of the shooting says the young thief tried to run him over after stealing his car. There's one other consideration from the story that needs to be examined more closely, and that's the statement from the concealed carry instructor who said he would let an armed carjacker take his car. He said, "You want my car? You can have it, and I'll hand over a credit card for gas, too. I'm not going to defend a car with a gun. That's what insurance is for. I'll get a better one." Assuming that that was reported accurately, that could end up being very horrible advice, because there is no one-size-fits-all solution, and we can find plenty of cases where the victims have complied and been murdered anyway. If someone pulls a weapon on you, he's not threatening your property. He's threatening your life. To those who advise, just give them what they want. It's reasonable to ask, what if what they want is me? And again, unless there's something about the Raw case that hasn't been reported, it's fair to wonder why she's been dealt with so differently. For brandishing. She didn't shoot anybody. I don't even think her weapon was loaded. So, all these cases. Now, Ms. Raw, you know, she's a black American in Michigan. She's a parent. This woman was threatening to hit her car with her child in the car. And Ms. Raw in the car. So, Suwatu Salama Ra. Now notice, despite what her name is, despite her race, despite anything else, I look at her as simply a citizen who's been done wrong by the judicial system. Did this happen because it happened in Detroit? Now, the lady in Texas, that was righteous. That was righteous what she did. She did what anybody would do. I understand why she did it. I'm sure you understand why she did it. I get it. But Ms. Ra, on the other hand, this is sort of a head scratcher, if you will. I don't get that at all. You carry a weapon to defend yourself, and if 97% of the time people that pull weapons don't shoot anybody. Merely brandishing, like the woman at the what kind of web is it? Something web restaurant. I can't remember what it was, but yeah. Pull the weapon, assault stops. That indication of, well, you know, this is only going to go so far, and it's gone as far as it's going to go right now. And here we go. I can get out from under behind my counter. We can't have this sort of disparity in enforcement of the law, though. Like David says, the theory behind all of that is the problem. This supposition that we operate under is the problem. So, you know, that should concern all of us. That the way things are being executed throughout the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. There have been a number of recent opinion articles that attempted to create this linkage between firearms in society and the rate of suicide in society. Of course, the opinion articles contain explicit calls for more regulation of firearms in society, even though most of the policy prescriptions would have no effect on suicide. Now, the general argument is that more guns result in more suicides. That is false. Suicide in the United States is primarily a phenomenon of white men. In 2016, 69% of all suicides were white men. Among white men, older men have the most suicides. And consider the chart. During the Obama administration, gun sales went through the roof. That trend is continuing in the Trump years, and while the per capita gun numbers have been increasing over the last decades, the percentage of suicide committed with guns has dropped considerably. It has been relatively level at 50% during the entire Obama administration. During the same period, the per capita number of guns increased from 1.01 in 2008 to 1.25 in 2016. While the per capita number of guns increased by 25%, the percentage of suicides with guns stayed level. That should not have happened if that's the case, you know. So the total national suicide rate has been on the increase since the turn of the millennium. From 2000 to 2007, the rate increased from 10.44 to 11.27, or 0.83 per 100,000 population. In 2016, the rate had increased to 13.42, an increase of 2.15 per 100,000 population. Most of the increase had been during the Great Recession of the Obama years. During the Obama years, older white men were vilified. Testing the white majority was considered legitimate in the media. Older rural and blue-collar men were especially vilified. Much of their employment had disappeared and the economic hope with it. The Democrats openly pushed economic policy that discriminated against manufacturing and energy production. I mean, pay attention to what I'm telling you here. You're never going to look at this again the same way again. Much of the employment, you know, went with all of that. Consider West Virginia, the coal industry directly targeted by the Obama administration. Large numbers of thrifty retirees saw their income plummet as government bond returns fell through the floor. an enormous amount of wealth was transferred from those investing in government bonds to those investing in the stock market. Many saw their death combined with an insurance premium as a way to save family members, the family business, or farm. Many veterans despaired with the attacks on the military, Second Amendment rights, and the flag. Currently, right now, we do not have data for 2017. So, what is this leading to? I'm going to predict that in 2017, we should see a decrease in the suicide rate. Because older white men are seeing some hope and change. They're not being denigrated by the administrations. Veterans believe the administration cares for them. They do not see the country they fought for being transformed into a socialist state. Government bond rates have started to increase. Suicide rates will go down with the Trump presidency. That's the thing. And which gives men hope that they're not forgotten. And it makes veterans believe they're appreciated, which has brought back employment and rational policy to the United States. These numbers should come out fairly soon. And then we'll see. Then we'll see. Did anybody know that on Independence Day we had a terror plot that was foiled? Here's the thing to remember about anywhere you may go, okay? When you're thinking about going to a place where you might need a gun or a gas mask, maybe you shouldn't go there. All right? So Independence Day 2018. Today is the 10th, so 6 days ago. The FBI in Cleveland, Ohio, has just taken down a homegrown fanatic Islamic jihadi who is a recent convert. He is also a seasoned jailbird and a six-time loser, which is most of them. Yeah. Suspect was in the process of putting together a bomb intended for the Independence Day celebrations in Cleveland. He probably had help. Follow-up arrests are likely. Other Islamic jihadis in other parts of the country are probably involved in similar plans. These are two-legged monsters masquerading as adherents to the religion of peace, if you will. They're here in force as well as throughout the UK and Western Europe. And our politicians have virtually invited them here. Accordingly, for those of us who consider ourselves to be operators, perpetual alertness and readiness must be at the top of our personal agendas. So stay away from large gatherings, particularly those with religious or patriotic themes. Never rely upon security guards for personal protection. And wherever you go, go armed, be discreet, and unobserved. Stay sober. Keep your head up. And at the first sign that things are going sideways, get out. We exist in very dangerous times. For all of us, and we have to adjust our perspective accordingly. So we should not blindly blunder into a dangerous situation. No, we shouldn't. One parting word. I'm not against immigration. My mother's an immigrant. I mean, she's British and a naturalized American citizen. My grandmother, my grandfather, my uncles, they all are. And so I don't have an issue with immigration. I object to illegal immigration, and I really object to voter fraud. And intelligent people agree that open borders are an invitation to death to our republic, right? Democrats would tell me and you and anybody else who wants to listen that that makes me a racist. Now, when they get out there and say, well, you know, not all illegal immigrants commit crime. They're committing crime by being here. That's item number one. Item number two. if they commit any other crime besides that, and they shouldn't be here in the first place, that just begging the question. And once again, if I bring that up, that makes me a racist again. Yet when a leftist snob at Harvard University openly turns away high qualified applicants of Asian descent solely because of their race in order to make room for the far less qualified applicants who happen to be of an approved race, doesn't that make them the real racists? Now, Asians are being told by the leftists at Harvard that they're from the wrong race. Their race is not approved, so it's therefore right and proper to discriminate against them and harm them in other ways. And if anybody mildly objects, they're severely censured, thrown out owing to their hate speech, which is, well, you know, why is that happening? When those of wrong races are denied opportunities and otherwise harmed, it's just as fine as the leftists, as far as they're concerned. But when the same thing happens to those of the right races, it's racism. Isn't it racism either way, though? Or do leftists believe the term racism only applies to a political opponent and never to them? And that's just fine when approved races receive special privileges solely because of their ethnicity, while the wrong races are harmed. So apparently, racism is good as long as the right races benefit. And I leave you with that. Past injustices do not win the right to propagate current ones, but that's intolerant or intolerable to those in charge of the race industry today, whose power relies on maintaining forever a latent rage that can be turned on and off at the will of the nation's leftist elites. Andrew Breitbart said that. We'll be back again tomorrow, 21 hours from now. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.